Continuing, Halicha Bederech Hashem, guided by the wonderful words of David HaMelech. Once again, every day we have to refresh. Ashrei Tmimei Dorech, Ashrei Noitzei Doisav. How happy we have to be that we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which we know, who throughout history has been with us and remains with us to this very day. And as a result of that, we have a tremendous desire to do His will, both the mitzvahs that we understand, the mitzvahs that are nogeh to ben lechaveiro, both the chukim, and the pasuk vav is really a continuation of pasuk hey. Achalai yikonu drochai lishma chukecha. That's pasuk hey. The tefillah of David HaMelech, that it should be zeicha to watch over the chukim, even the ones that don't understand. And pasuk vav, oz loy eivosh papite el kol mitzvaysecha. And then I won't be embarrassed, I won't be shamed, when I look into all your mitzvahs. The term of habiti, habit, is not just to look at, it's to look deeply into something. The whole discussion, how one should relate to mitzvahs. Should we relate to all the mitzvahs as just commands from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be obedient and keep the commands? Should try to understand the ideas behind the mitzvahs. We know many of the Sefer Mitzvahs brought ideas. The whole Sefer HaChinuch brings some of the ideas behind every mitzvah, things one can learn from every mitzvah, deeper ideas into them. And the right thing is you have to have both. Which is, if a person just goes with the mahalach of l'habit al kol mitzvah yisecha, I want to look into the mitzvahs and I want to understand them. I understand that Hashavas Aveda is a wonderful thing, care for other people's money, etc. But when it comes to the chukim, he doesn't understand it, he doesn't have a mahalach how to deal with it. But on the other hand, if he just takes every mitzvah as a chok without thinking into it, so he's also losing out. Shabbos, you could say it's just a day not to do work, but Betzim, we know that there's something to look into there. The Torah itself says it's a time to remind yourself that Hashem created the world. He took us out of Mitzrayim. It's Hashgocha. Refresh these concepts. And every mitzvah has some ideas. Some are revealed in the Torah and some Chazal revealed to us. So what David HaMelech is telling us is like this. That starting point is, I have to understand that Hashem is the one who created the world and runs the world and gave me the privilege of keeping His commands. And that's enough. The starting point has to be the b'china of chukecha. I'm doing it even if I don't understand it. But because the idea of the mitzvahs is to create a dveikus between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu, like the Ramchal says and everybody says, the world was created so that we should have a deep connection, a dveikus with Hashem, and that is our reward, because we're connected to the epitome of shleimus, of good and greatness, by doing the ratzon Hashem through the mitzvahs. So number one is I have to understand that I'm doing the commands of Hashem, because tamimei dorech, I trust Hashem, I know this is good for me. But then, since the idea is to be dovik b'Hashem, and many of the mitzvahs have certain concepts, that we think about the concepts, it brings us a higher level of dveikus to Hashem. Because I'm not just doing the act of the mitzvah, but I realize this mitzvah is built into the mitzvah to help me appreciate more Kodesh Baruch Hu, understand the values of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the rachmonus of Kodesh Baruch Hu, or the hashgocha of Kodesh Baruch Hu, deepen our amun in Kodesh Baruch Hu, all these different things that every mitzvah has, is something for us to think to also. So that's what we're saying. That if I go b'chukecha, like we said in the previous pasuk, then ozloi eivosh babiti el kol mitzvasecha. When I look into the ideas behind all the mitzvahs, it won't cause me embarrassment, dehainu, that it won't cause me the embarrassment that I'm only doing the mitzvahs that I understand, the ones I don't understand. And even more than that, if my whole avodas Hashem is I'm doing things that I understand, then I'm not really doing it out of full dveikus b'Kodesh Baruch Hu. And eventually there'll be eternal embarrassment that I didn't do the mitzvahs properly. It's like having a relationship, having a relationship between husband and wife. And the wife has certain desires, and the husband just does it as a command. Yeah, she's telling me to do it. I'm listening to her. But a lot of the things she's asking is because she wants us to be more sensitive to different things that are important to her. So if he doesn't think into what he's doing, he's losing out the second part. But if he goes the way that, no, what are you asking me? Do I understand it? No, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm not going to do it. Then there won't be a relationship at all. So that's why we need both of them. And the combination of these two things is going to cause a loy avish, that eternally I will have the pleasure of recognizing I did the Ratzon Hashem. I did it because I know He's right, and I use it as a way of understanding and deepening my understanding of Kodesh Baruch Hu and following in His ways. Well, we should be zeichet to do both. Even when we have situations in life that seem to be a b'chin of a chok, I don't understand it, we continue with that Kodesh Baruch Hu. And with the time, we may even understand more and more of everything, and of course, even a deeper relation with that Kodesh Baruch Hu.